Hello and welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. And oh wait, I'm having deja vu because is it day 10, Gareth? Or is it day 10? Because I think we recorded this already.
It's day 10 sequel.
Day 10, it's day 10 times 2 because we recorded. We went down to re-record the last of this little set of Christmas moments for you, and boop, we weren't recording, so Merry Christmas! Today, the Obsessed Podcast gives to you our favorite Mariah Aspen outfit.
Okay, so with the Aspen outfits, we all know, anyone that's ever seen any picture of her that's been following her since, like, the dawn of time, or has really gone over and backtracked and looked at some of these outfits, you know, just out of interest, will know that Mariah Carey has some kind of, like, she has a laid-back casual moments, but over time it's turned into some kind of like girl from the big city kind of moment, and it's turned into something a little bit more, a bit sort of classy but extravagant in terms of its like labeling and what it represents. So it did take a bit of a moment to sort of gather these together, but I kind of know what, well actually no, when I put them together I didn't really know what I was looking for. I just looked at them and just thought, I like that one, that one, that one, that one, and that one. And I saw a few and I thought, no, these are my top five, and I feel like I stand by them. So do you want to just start with number 5 and get into it?
Sure.
So what's your number, what's your fifth? How about
you go first, you go first.
Okay.
What's your number 5 outfit? Okay.
So my number 5 is a little bit of a charm bracelet moment. She's got some dark blue jeans on. She's got a little bit of a calm white puffer jacket. I'm guessing the white puffer jacket is Dior, I don't know. And then she's wearing something that's very charm bracelet. Like it's almost like a pink, flowy, tied, almost like a Heartbreaker era style moment, but with a charm bracelet-esque. It's like summertime pink. Pulling her breasts together. It's tied in a knot underneath her breasts. I'm guessing her stomach is exposed, but she's got the coat zipped up to her breasts just about. And obviously we can provide these photos on social media. But yeah, it's kind of like summer underneath the coat, but with some jeans, the white coat, some Dior ski boots, which aren't like proper ski boots, but they're like casual in the style of a ski boot. And if you know, you know. And then she's got that charm bracelet kind of hair all put into a high ponytail on top of her head with some proper early 2000s style sunglasses, which is just the blade that you look through of the dark perspex with really teeny tiny thin handles. It's very.
I thought you were gonna say really tiny thin eyebrows, honey. Because I mean, honey,
she has them. Then they're very like very hill like. Yeah, and she, don't forget she's got those hoop earrings, little earring statement moment. Because this is probably the time when she did what was the movie Wise Girls. This is probably around that time, I'm guessing, or at least the time it came out.
No, that was during Glitter.
I don't know. This is kind of like giving off that kind of like era.
Wise Girls was filmed when she was doing Glitter.
What was the other one?
It's not giving that one either, girl. That was years later.
The one where she's all like got the Tribeca kind of accent.
I don't know, honey. Okay, but
State Property.
Also, she's holding like a little girl's hand, and dinner is open, honey.
Yeah, there's a little diner sign next to her, so they're clearly going to go for some food, or they're leaving from eating. Who knows? Can't really quite tell, but it's clearly just a pap snap, and it doesn't look like it's proper like tabloid stuff because she's smiling. It's not a dodgy court photo. This was a very welcomed snap. So, what's your number 5?
So, my number 5. Is it's giving like a white wool knit dress, like sweater dress with white gloves, brown boots, a white beret, and then the brown accessories. So we've got like the sunglasses, a Louis Vuitton scarf, and a Louis Vuitton purse. It appears vintage. I don't know if it's a vintage Louis Vuitton purse or not. But then also her hair's in a bit of a braid, so it's giving a bit of a French moment. She's giving French maiden, and I love this one. It's so extra, so diva, and I'm living for this.
Don't forget the Jackie O kind of glasses.
Yes, she's wearing some sunnies, and I believe it's giving Nightmare Era, but I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's kind of given a little bit of emancipation, but then...
That is not emancipation, honey.
It's given a little bit because of the look and the classic.
You're tripping. That is not emancipation at all.
I don't know if it is. That is way later. I doubt it is, but it's giving off with just the style of the clothing, but then everything else...
That's giving I've had twins... That's giving, I've had New Year's Eve, like, that's giving.
Oh, I don't know.
Many things have passed.
But why does it say 2014 at the top?
Because that's when I took that screenshot.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. stalker much. But, like, yeah, I get what you're saying. It is, there's elements of it that's like, it could be here, it could be here, it could be here. It's really misleading.
It's not, no, boo. Maybe to a delusional lamb, but to me, it's giving 2017 clear as day.
Delusional lamb now.
I know, but it's giving 2017. So what's your second favorite one? Or wait, not second favorite. I'm a mess. Oh my God.
That's why I said
get me out of here.
So my number four, it's again another casual moment. I mean, it's still giving money. I just love the casuality of these photos. So here she is out and about, again, her hair tied back, but it doesn't look like it's on top of her head. It looks like it's just tied back. The back of her head in a ponytail. She's kind of wearing some sunglasses. It's not quite a ski goggle, but they are taking over her face. They're clearly just regular sunglasses. They're just huge. She's got like a nice little bomber jacket almost, which is kind of like, it's kind of a mini version of...
It's giving puffer.
It's giving a bit of a puffer jacket. It's cut like a bomber jacket. It's not too long, not too short. It's a coat-esque jacket moment. It's kind of in a similar style as well to the ski jacket of the other picture with the white coat, but it's shorter. It's waist length. It looks very warm. It's Dior patterned all over with the Dior logo, and it's a pink tone, pink and white tones. It looks almost like candy. It's almost, I don't know, it's very bubblegum, very sugary, very young. And funnily enough, underneath the coat, there's no other layer like a sweater or cardigan-esque kind of like moment. It just goes straight to the t-shirt, which is, it looks like, this t-shirt probably doesn't cost much. It's just a regular, it's not even a V-neck. It's like a loose crew neck. It's like really like a large loose crew neck. The t-shirt's very fitting. But then in the middle, right on the boobs, it's got a Barbie logo. I mean, it's an older one now, probably from the early 2000s, I'm guessing, because this is when this picture was taken, with the silhouette of the Barbie head and ponytail. And I think you mentioned it had like the t-shirt had a bit of a pink tone. Like, it's hard to tell because of the coat.
It looks pink. It looks pink to me, but it could be, it's giving like baby pink, but it could also be really the lighting with the coat. But then again, she's also dragged out her freaking Dior snow boots again.
Again. But I feel like this is the same year.
It could. Who knows, honey? Who knows? But she looks 1 year older at least. I don't know. I don't know. I can't. Who can tell? She literally ages in reverse, I think. So.
Yeah. And so she's got the, like Gia said, she's got the white Dior ski-esque style boots, and she's got some dark blue jeans, low rise by the looks of them, not like the Heartbreaker ones, but yeah, she's clearly stepping out of somewhere. I don't know, maybe the bank to get some more garments, or maybe a restaurant. It looks like the high street almost of where she's staying. So what's your number four?
So my next one is more recent. I believe it's from last year or the year before, and it's a bit of a Gucci X Burberry or Gucci Burberry moment. Oh. And she's got on these super tall black high heels with a bit of a brown jacket with like a bit of a red detail on the side of her sleeves. And then the star of the show here is these Burberry leggings. Or Burberry pants that are giving leggings. They're tight, tight to the body with this Gucci, Gucci X Balenciaga scarf. And her hair is super long and luscious and Rapunzel. And she is at the store shopping, and her dog is like walking around the store, and she is so freaking gorgeous.
I mean, I love the jacket she's wearing.
I'm obsessed with this look. Like, I love everything.
And I'm not a big fan of the leggings or the tight trouser moment, the Burberry, but...
Oh, yeah, we know. Last time we recorded, Gareth was like, I think that it cuts it off, or it's like cut off at a weird place or something.
Yeah, I don't know. She could have tucked them into the boot a little bit instead of on the outside of the boot. I mean, we don't know where these boots end, but I think if it's a prop, it looks like it could be a proper like snug boot around the ankle. So I don't know what she'd do with the leggings, but the leggings are quite tight, so she could have put them on the inside. They don't.
To me, the boots look like they go up to the calf.
Yeah, they do a little bit.
Do you see that little ridge right there?
Yeah. I don't know. That would have been good for me because otherwise it's too much pattern, Burberry pattern. Oh,
I think it makes her look tall and elongates her leg. That's what I said last
time. I mean, her legs are great regardless, but it's just
the actual. And her booty is out and popping and the heels. I love the heels with it.
The thighs look like they could break a builder's back.
They're freaking juicy, thick and juicy thighs. Give me that freaking meat, that red meat, honey. Okay, what's your number next one?
Your number next one, my number three, is it's a nice red moment. It's proper like candy apple kind of red. It's not too orange. It's not too dark. It's, again, it's an even shorter moment than the one I've just described of my ranking.
It's kind of giving Naruto, but I'm obsessed. Yes, with this one.
It's a little bomber moment. I don't know where the bomber jacket comes from, like what the brand is. It's very short. It's shorter than the pink Dior one we just explained on my list. Underneath this one, though, she's got a cardigan, just slightly zipped. It's red as well. She's got a black, what looks like a black woolly hat. That's Dior. You can just about see the D on it. She's got her charm bracelet hair, but this is after charm bracelet, I think. This is like 2003, 2004. Who knows? But like, it could even be later.
And her sunglasses, remember last time, they're giving Spider-Man / Green Goblin?
Yeah, these are proper like ski goggles that are giving off. Yeah, like she said, like Gia said, Spider-Man / Green Goblin, but they are black, so they fit with the outfit of the other black garments, because underneath all of that, she's got this low-cut black top. I guess they're joined to the bottom half, which is like a legging moment. So I think she's wearing an all-in-one kind of like snatched outfit under these layers.
It's so sexy. I'm obsessed with this one, Gareth. Well, so obsessed with this one.
To top it all off, even though they're on the very bottom, the boots look
the like, star of the show, honey.
Yeah, the star of the show. They look a bit like they're a suede or velvet, like red ski-esque Dior boot, but with loads of like fluffy firm stuff, like almost exploding out of them. They look so warm, so snug. It just adds to the extraness of this outfit that is so red. There's a couple of other people around her wearing red, but she just seems to stand out from the others a lot.
Yeah, this one is stunning. I love the layers. Everything is layered perfectly. She looks like they look like they could have made a Barbie doll out of this outfit. Oh, like,
yeah. And the thing I is, love this it. One. The thing is with this one, it's giving a lot, but it's still kind of casual. It's still not over the top. Like,
it's not screaming any design. I mean, well, there is the Dior hat. Screaming but it's designer not screaming money. Labels.
But not in the same way as like some of your...
Mine that we're going to get to next. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mine are like, some of mine are really screaming labels, but this one is not.
And I quite like the modesty of these few outfits on my list. So what's your number three?
Well, speaking of screaming labels, honey, we have a head-to-toe Louis moment. Straight out of the Nightmare Era. This one I know fact is giving Nightmare Era for sure. so we've got our black Louis Vuitton poncho covering our titty. You know, netted titty moment. super Logomania monogram scarf in black draped across us as well with our shades and white silk scarf with black detail. Gold. And of course the croc diamond encrusted Birkin, honey.
Yeah,
This one's not Gareth's favorite.
I just don't like the fact that the bag represents like an animal died for this. You know, I don't like that.
Girl, it was a gift. She didn't buy that.
Still using it.
I mean, it was. Oh well, it was. It's pretty much vintage at this point.
I do like the boots though. They're kind of like a hiking, like proper gripped tread, but they're really high. They've got a high stiletto heel platform, this ridiculously like almost reptilian tread on the bottom with fluff on the like folded out. So it looks like it gives the illusion that inside they're like so like fluffy and warm and cozy. So this is giving like luxury for her as well as luxury to look at. But, you know, it's giving like practical as well, you know, because she does look like she's warm.
Oh, I forgot. She's rocking her butterfly ring as well as her freaking James Packer ring on the other hand.
That's how we know.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, this is giving like proper like Hollywood in Aspen moment.
It's a lot. But I love it.
Again, it's still not too much. It's not too much like she did this year with her Burberry moment. And it was a bit like, whoa, it looked like Burberry had thrown up on her.
I think this one is screaming louder than the Burberry, because even if you, well, the Burberry had a loud scarf as well, but if you don't know the pattern, which, I mean, how do you not know the pattern? Then you're not going to know. But this Louis one, honey, like this Louis was loud and it was big. Like the logos were huge. And I don't know. I feel like Louis is like really recognizable.
True.
But that's just me. Okay, so what's your next one?
My next one, and this is around the same time as the Nightmare Era. I don't know if it's like during or off the back, but it doesn't matter. Like it's very obvious. It's still a part of that time. So she's wearing that crocodile-esque bag. Hopefully it's fake, but still, it still screams that. I mean, it's very...
Gareth, that's a crocodile Birkin. She's $100,000. She's absolutely not fake.
She's got some kind of like, it looks like she's got a skirt moment with some tights or stockings on underneath, some high-heeled, kind of knee-high, but they go just over the knee, boots. It's clear to see that she's got some kind of like mini skirt moment. It could even be a dress. Can't see too much of the top half of whatever it is she's wearing underneath this coat I'm about to explain, because there's a lot of cleavage, chest, and the top of her tummy showing because of the amount of chest on display. It's clearly the cut of the dress, though, but there's a lot of breast available for the aesthetic. Over the top of all that, she has this beautiful, and again, I hope it's fake, this blue fur that's kind of got like suede panels. So I do hope it is fake.
That's probably fake, you know. I don't think she'd rock a fur.
I don't think
but she... like I feel like a leather bag is like different to the people of the world than fur. I don't know why, but haven't you noticed that like people made such a fuss about fur, but nobody cares about the purses.
Even like for bags and luggage and stuff, it's the skin. And for the fur, it's still the skin. It's just the skin's not taken off or plucked or whatever. Like, I love this outfit.
We think the coat is fake.
The thing is, like, I really do like the look of this outfit just because of how it is. And it's so Mariah. It's so of the time. She's got her straight hair. It just shows off her face. It shows off her body, even though it's, like, fluffy. And I just think she does look really good. And I know I shouldn't like it, but I just love the color. Blue is my favorite color, and I love this color on her. And she's with Sean in the picture, who's got a Louis Vuitton scarf. It's got all the like logos and stuff all over it. It's a Czech scarf. They're almost kind of wearing the same tones. He's wearing a lot more darker colors, white, black, gray. And she's wearing a lot of black. But then the coat and his scarf kind of like coordinate. And the way the light hits the coat matches the white tones on his scarf. So I think it's just a cute moment. It's so Christmassy.
Yeah. And I think that this one is my favorite out of your pictures. Like, I think she just looks so effortless. It just looks like she could have like thrown that outfit together and it just like works perfectly. Yeah. And I remember saying last time, both of us had a bag with the had a picture with the Croc Birkin. And yeah. I think that this outfit is better with the Croc Birkin. Like, my Louis outfit with her and the Croc Birkin, like, it's just doing too much. Like, it's so much. And it's so loud and it's so gaudy. But this one, there's, like, no labels anywhere. But you still know, like, bitch, she looks like $1 million. Like, she looks amazing. And, yeah, she slayed this outfit, so.
So, what's your number two?
So my number two is like my only like quiet luxury moment on the list. Like nothing is screaming. And it is a cute little photo of Mariah. She's here with these, she's got these like, they look like suede boots with like this like saddle type harness around the ankle, like leather trim. And then this like fur trim on the side of it. And then literally she
of the fur inside the boot.
Yes, yes. It does look like it's like wrapped around and like tied together, kinda.
They're cute.
Okay, so then she's got like this coat that goes just above her knee, and it's pretty much giving like dress, like coat dress. And she's got gloves and an umbrella and some gorgeous sunglasses. And she's holding Monroe's hand while they walk down the street, and it's snowing, darling. And that's probably why she's got the umbrella.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I love the hair. The hair's not giving too much done to it. It's clearly been done, but it's not like too thick. It's not too voluminous. It's not too long. Mm-hmm. Like it's a nice length. It's a lovely color.
It looks like number one to infinity hair.
Yeah, almost. The length especially, yeah. She's got some big, chunky, square almost like sunglasses.
They almost look like infinity. Like, that's why I thought of,
And
yeah.
Although it's very cream and very, like, snow-esque, like, there's some, like, light gray tones coming through on the gloves, the boots, the buttons. I like this outfit, actually. And I'm a little bit
good. I love this one.
Add this to mine.
Yeah, this one is so stunning. Wait, what is your top pick?
My number one. Okay, my number one is, I think again it's another charm bracelet moment. Don't know why I'm picking all these charm bracelet moments, but they just jumped out at me and sort of screamed to me a little bit, probably because of all the extravagance of probably what we've had over the last few years, and with Christmas and everything, and everything seems so like high budget that, I mean, all of mine are giving high budget, and obviously Gia's are giving even higher budget by the way it looks. But like, I think a little bit of a modest moment, it doesn't matter about the label or anything like that. Since it looks a little bit modest, it's kind of like, oh, it's quite nice, even though it looks expensive. So I kind of like that. You know, she's got something for all occasions. So my number one is from that era. It's, I'm not too sure on the fit, but I just like the audacity. It's definitely the charm bracelet era. You can tell by the hair, you can tell by the glasses, you can tell by the earrings. So she's got her hair tied back, a little bit hanging down. She's got some proper early 2000s blade lens looking glasses almost with some metal wire on the inside. Again, it's got some really thin like handles on the side. It's just giving, I mean, all sunglasses in the early 2000s look cheap. At the time, they probably didn't. But when you look back now, you're just like, oh my God. She's got some nice hoop earrings. She's wearing, and I don't know what the fabric is. It's not denim. It could be suede. I'm not sure. But she's got this dark blue catsuit. And I think I'm more fooled by the tone, because I do like this tone of this dark blue catsuit. It's got a belt. It's revealing the boobs. It's snatched in at the waist. It shows off her hips, her thighs. It shows off everything it needs to. The only thing I don't like is the cut on the calf. It's just a bit bootleg. She's wearing some pointy stiletto boots out in the snow. She's clearly lost her mind, but it works. These are like lace-up boots. I think I've seen these boots before on a performance, like probably Boy I Need You or something like that. I think they're like, they go up just below the knee or halfway up the calf. So the boots are nice, a nice shade of blue, giving like an icy blue tone. And then the actual catsuits are almost like a warmer blue tone. But it looks like it's insulated, because you can see the inside of the collar, it sort of flaps, which that is a lighter blue that matches the boots. So she's standing next to a tree, so we don't know where she is, what she's doing. Just it's like, okay, take a picture of me. And I just like it because of the one, the color, and two, just the audacity of standing out in the cold in a blue catsuit. But I feel like this, I could easily swap this with my last picture with the fluffy, furry blue jacket, but I don't know if that's real.
I think that one has to be my favorite, Garrett, to be honest. Like, this one is cute, but I just cannot with the fucking shoes. Like, I just think the shoes were a mistake. I really do.
They're a bit dated.
They're really good. Yeah. They just don't. They don't go with it, I don't think. Even though they match the inside of the collar.
Yeah.
But
and kind of
this one is cute, but it is giving military, like, it's giving I still believe. It's giving I still believe.
Sing for the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we can move on. What's your number one?
Okay. You know I had to bust out my Dior snow boots, honey.
And these are the same as mine.
I know, because you've been dragging out the Dior snow boots the whole time. My number one pick, I believe, is from 2017 as well. And Mariah is just walking down the street, honey, in her white Dior snow boots, some distressed skinny jeans. I think it's either like a Versace or a Gucci belt. And this amazing red puffer jacket with a red and a pink arrow pointing down in the center on the chest. Her hair is, honey, the bundles are swinging, honey. Her hair is full, it's thick, and it's luscious, and it's moving. And her bangs are pinned back, and her sunglasses are giving infinity again.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I was trying to find, like, almost the exact same version of this outfit, but, like, in blue or, like, silver or like gray or something. I swear I've seen it before, but I literally could not find it. That would have been my number one, but since I couldn't find it, this is my number one. It's just so casual, so free, so fun. Mariah's out here. She looks so happy. And that's why that one had to be my number one pick. And she is stunning. So you know what I had to bring out my Dior snow boots at least one time, honey.
Yeah, I like this because it is casual. It looks all expensive again, but it's still a casual moment. So I'm glad you have a little casual moment for your number one.
I know. This one was like one of my only casual ones. But that's okay. So that was fun.
That was fun. A nice little trip down memory lane, as well as a little
Yes, we went back down memory lane. And it's fun to see Mariah's ensembles. I wonder what outfit she's going to drag out this December, honey, for Aspen and her vacation. Yeah. The tour has wrapped. Yeah. I think she's probably there by now, right? Don't you think? So I it's think about, it's time.
She posted something like recently about it being like before the tour and after the tour. And it looked like she was in some kind of snowy destination. So I think she's probably there already. Plus, we're like really close to Christmas, so they probably got to get everything set up anyway. Okay, Lam, so that was day 10 of our 12 days of Mariah-mas. Don't forget to join us for day 11 tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.